Hey, it's Randy Miles. I'm on the phone with Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And that means that it is Take Control Tuesday. Manta, I really hate the fact that we have to start thinking about holiday spending, but man, it's here.
Yeah, the holidays are definitely coming. Now, let's not take a bad attitude about it. We should love and appreciate and celebrate the holidays and not let our money behavior interfere with that. So what we want to encourage people to do is to plan for the holidays. Mm-hmm. They can go to our website, of course, at moneysmartlife.org, or check our Facebook page. We posted a blog post today to say you don't have to overspend for the holidays. We give people strategies. For example, 10 ways to control your holiday spending, 6 ways to set a holiday spending plan. You know, when it comes to the holidays, everybody's going to spend money, but how you spend it and whether you're in control of the spending is going to go a long way to deciding how happy you are.
Absolutely.
So there's 4 things right off the top that you can do. Number one, when you buy memories. Memories last longer than things. So if you're going to spend money, spend them on experiences that create memories. And it'll not only bless the person you give it to, but it'll bless you as well. Plan before the season begins. Don't wait until you're in the midst of holiday season to figure out how you're going to handle it. That's what generally leads to a lot of impulse purchases that can cost you an end.
Mm-hmm.
Once you make the plan, here's something that's a lot easier said than done, and I realize it, but once you make the plan, stick to the plan. For example, if you say you're going to go into the holidays, you've set your spending plan, and you're only going to use cash and not credit, well, when you see that tempting offer, stick to your plan.
Yes.
Those are the things we want to encourage people to do. And once again, go to moneysmartlife.org, click right on the bingeable blog post button. It'll take you right to the blog post, and there's a lot more information and strategies there. You can have a joyous holiday that you don't have to dread, and you don't have to be paying bills in the next year. If you make a plan, check out the blog post at moneysmartlife.org.
I feel better about it already. Thanks, Manta.
Thank you.